This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, December 31st, 2013, last day of the year. This is our last broadcast for the year 2013. Doing a send-off to a real armpit of a year. We are going to be taking the holiday off tomorrow here at Republic Broadcasting. We will be back live on Thursday, starting 2014, going on giving you the information you need to have to make good choices, especially going into yet another probably rigged election here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is in the control room, hand hovering over the phone, ready to swoop down and answer it when you call on in with your observations about the year, your New Year resolution, whatever you want to share with us here. And I'm going to start the show here with a look back at 2013. It has been an eventful year. It's been a year that significantly changed the social consciousness of America. The American people learned a very harsh, painful lesson about the true nature of their government, and that it is not the swell bunch of Joes we are all taught it was in public school, or TV shows and movies like to pretend that they are. And obviously the high point of 2013 continues to be Pentagate, which is the collective name that we put around all these other scandals that were emerging during this year and the previous year. And first and foremost continues to be NSA Gate, which is, this is the year the nation learned that privacy is just an illusion created to make you feel comfortable, to keep you off guard when the government decides they need to watch on you and spy on you and steal your business secrets and steal your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe and drool over photos of your significant other in states of undress. This is the year when America realized the federal government has definitely wandered off that constitutional reservation. And all of it justified on the government's opinion that every single living American citizen is a potential lone wolf terrorist. Never mind that the vast majority of you have never done anything, never broken a law, never committed a crime, never indicated an intention to commit a crime. The government's attitude is you're all potential terrorists, therefore we're justified in watching all of you, even though the Constitution says we can't do that. Then, of course, there was IRS Gate, in which the IRS was caught targeting dissident groups, nonprofits that were considered opponents of the administration. This is an impeachable offense. It was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. It may yet come back to haunt Obama in 2014, because apparently the Democratic National Committee is seriously concerned about the possibility of impeachment. I'm concerned about the possibility of Joe Biden getting that Oval Office. Then there was Benghazi Gate, which from where I sit looked like a desperate election year publicity stunt to bolster Obama's chances against Romney that went horribly, horribly wrong. There was EPA Gate. This one's kind of faded from the news. This is where Obama's Environmental Protection Agency was playing favorites for cronies, helping them along, helping set up all these solar cell and wind farm companies that went bankrupt as an object lesson about why we have to stay with the fossil fuel industry. And we tried our best, but there really are no options for alternative energy out there that anybody wants to pay attention to, which, by the way, is a lie. Here in Hawaii, solar has gotten so big. The Hawaiian Electric Company is looking for ways to slow it down because it's cutting into their profits. Then there was DOJ Gate. A lot of people have forgotten about this one. This is where the Department of Justice and the FBI were spying on the reporters working for the corporate media without warrants, without justification, without probable cause, just swooping up all the information, trying to find out who they're talking to. And, of course, the biggest disaster for 2013 is Obamacare. Was forced onto us long before it was ready. Was a money-making scam from the get-go. It has utterly failed, both in its stated purpose to the public and in its real purpose of reaping new tax revenues for the federal government, which is why I know next spring when the snow melts, Obama's going to be back there with a carbon tax. And, of course, 2013 was the year when most people finally realized this whole global warming hysteria is, in fact, a giant government conspiracy on display for everybody to look at and marvel at and say, yeah, governments and government agencies and scientists and authorities, they do get together and feed us a line of bovine excrement to get our money and our obedience. 2013 was the year Israel's carefully manufactured facade of perpetual victim began to slip, along with its iron grip on the U.S. government. And we've reached the point where everything Israel does to try and reclaim its victim status, to try and regain control of the U.S. government, only calls more attention to the actions of Israel's governments. 2013 was the year when the majority of the people of planet Earth began to realize there is something really wrong with all these genetically modified organisms. Other countries are banning them. They're refusing shipments of U.S. agricultural products. The U.S. government still insists you don't have a right to know if the food you're buying at the market has had its DNA played with. Because by golly, if Monsanto can't sell this stuff to China and Japan, they will by golly sell it to you to get their money back. 2013 was the year of watching our political leadership lose its aura of superiority and moral rightness. We had Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's crack-smoking episode. We had Anthony Weiner's selfie of his wiener. Various other scandals that reveal that our political leadership is our political leadership only because that's what they wanted to do, not because they have some special blessing of intelligence or honesty or anything else that qualifies them for the job. In fact, the quality of thinking we have seen come out of the White House this last year is deeply, deeply flawed. They're making one foreign policy disaster after another, and they've certainly mismanaged this economy into an absolute black hole over the last 100 years. They're not really bright people. They're just good at dressing up and posing and saying, I am superior to you, therefore I should be your ruler. And it's just not true. 2013 was the year when most Americans became aware that there are some serious problems with the fracking industry. Mostly those people who put a lighter next to their tap water and see it burst into flame. 2013 was the year when the majority of Americans began to understand there may be a serious problem with SSRI antidepressants that is being deliberately concealed from the public in order to protect pharmaceutical profitability and tax revenues to the government. 2013 was the year where we saw the U.S. government apparently attempt to kick off protests and riots in order to declare a national emergency and suspend what's left of the Constitution. We saw that on last July 4th with Adam Kokesh's aborted armed march into Washington, D.C. that was clearly crafted to provoke an actual gunfire confrontation, which would justify calling the police and the army. And, oh, we've got to get rid of the guns. Those Americans can't be trusted with guns. And then later on, when the Zimmerman verdict was about to be handed down, remember how the corporate media kept selling, there'll be race riots if Zimmerman's acquitted. There'll be race riots all over America. It'll be like Rodney King from coast to coast. And of course it wasn't. Zimmerman was acquitted. And the black population stayed calm and the white population stayed calm because we realized, obviously, this is what the government wanted. And they'll be back with more of that. 2013 was the year we learned reality TV shows are not real. a little bit of a scandal over there. Storage wars. They were actually planting cool things in those storage lockers for people to find, which makes sense. If you own stuff like that in a storage locker, don't you go and get it and sell it so you don't lose the whole storage locker? Never really did make sense. Alrighty, so I'm going to dust off my crystal ball here a little bit when we come back from these next commercials and talk about my prognostications for 2014. And I will admit up front, the batteries on the crystal ball are starting to fade. So there's a little fuzziness in a lot of this stuff. But I do think we need to look forward to what's going to be happening 2014 based on what we're seeing in 2013 and some alarming changes to the law. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So I'm looking to my old, somewhat cracked, battery-drained crystal ball here. Looking forward, and the reason I say that is anybody who's out here who's trying to predict what is going to happen in the future is usually looking from the point of view of a world that is governed by law, logic sense, cause and effect, and the opposition, as it were, loves to lie, cheat, steal, rig, any dirty trick they can think of, and that, of course, is going to blur things. To be very honest, I'm very surprised that we made it to the end of 2013 with this banking system and the government still intact. But I still think in the long run, it really is only a matter of time. So predictions for 2014. One that we absolutely know will be true. The 2014 version of the National Defense Authorization Act rescinded an existing law that made it illegal for the U.S. government to engage in propaganda against you, the American citizen, to trick you out of your money and out of your obedience. Now, we know the government's been doing it all along, but now the one legal restraint that was there against it has been removed, so we can pretty much predict that government will start lying to you even more openly and blatantly than it has been up to now. Another firm prediction for 2014 is that Wall Street and Washington, D.C. will go on rigging the economic indicators in the stock market to look good until it implodes without warning. And the reason they're going to do that is it works, and they don't know any other way to run the nation. They have relied so long on getting a piece of the action from the American people through the Federal Reserve Act, a piece of the action from the rest of the world through Bretton Woods. They have forgotten how to run an economy on the actual making and growing of products for sale. They don't know how. And so they're going to go on doing what they've been doing now until it inevitably implodes and all pyramid systems collapse and the Federal Reserve System is a pyramid. Washington, D.C. will continue to try and get out of this economic mess with a new world war because, hey, that worked the last two times. I predict Washington, D.C. will try and get rid of what remains of the Constitution any way they can. And ultimately, my long-term prediction for this year, possibly going into 2015, there will be a financial crash that will bring down the U.S. federal government with it, or the U.S. government will start a nuclear world war, which this nation is likely going to lose. And I know you don't want to hear that as we head into the new year, but I'm not seeing any other paths forward into the future. And it's a bummer. I know it's a bummer. Good reason to hoist some extra champagne tonight. Now then, if you're planning on going out tonight for the New Year's celebration and you live in the northern part of the continental United States of America, or if you live in Canada, you'd better bundle up. We were seeing reports coming out that there's a risk of frostbite. There is a huge Arctic air mass, cold air mass coming down over Canada into the United States of America. I think it's minus 39 degrees in Fargo right now. And it's going to be just absolutely freezing all across America. Northern Ontario is expected to be in the minus 50 range. That's how cold it is. Which brings us to the adventures of the motor vessel Academic Shokalski, which is that ship that's trapped hopelessly in the ice off of Antarctica. Now remember, it's summer down there. It's just getting into summer. And I've noticed the corporate media, they're talking about the attempts to rescue this ship, but they're not mentioning that this was actually supposed to be a scientific expedition to document how global warming is melting the Antarctic ice shelf. The first report I heard about the trapped ship, they were basically saying, oh, it's just a bunch of tourists. They're calling them passengers. They're trying to sort of downplay this incredible irony that this scientific group was funded to go down and document how global warming was thinning out the Antarctic ice sheet and got trapped in it. And because they were funded to basically claim that global warming is melting the Antarctic ice sheet, the leader of the expedition, Chris Turney, is still using his satellite TV feed to say, oh yeah, absolutely, that's what we're seeing. The ice is just melting away. Yeah, we're kind of stuck here, right here, but trust us, it's global warming. The ice is melting, and, you know, please come help and get us because we've been here since Christmas Eve. Two other ice-breaking ships have been unable to reach them. They are now preparing a helicopter landing area on the ice so the crew and the scientists on this global warming research ship can be airlifted out. They're abandoning this ship. And that means over the course of the ice grinding against it, the ship is going to be lost. It's going to get crushed. Because water, when it freezes, expands. It's rather unusual for that, but it is. And that's why ice floats on top of liquid water. and ships that even icebreakers that get stuck in the pack ice get crushed. But Chris Turney is out there, to put it in a different paradigm. He's standing there with his hair on fire and insisting he cannot smell any smoke. He knows where his financial backing for further expeditions is going to come from, and he is not going to bite the hand that feeds him by saying, the ice is killing my ship. It's just absolutely amazing. And apparently the fact that this is such a huge embarrassment for the carbon Nazis has triggered the release of all these new stories about how the Earth is warming. And there was one I linked to as an example over at the Daily Mail, saying that Earth's temperature could rise by more than 4 degrees by 2100. Now they're putting it off to 2100 when all of us will be dead. And nobody will be able to come back to them and say, look, you were wrong. I don't know, this is way off in 2100. Remember the Jehovah's Witnesses? They kept sending all these dates where Jesus was going to come back and Jesus wouldn't come back. And finally, they started putting the predictions way off into the future so nobody could doubt them and come back and say, well, once again, you didn't show up. This is what the climate scientists are doing now. Yeah, it's cool now, but trust us, it'll be warmer 100 years from now if you don't pay carbon taxes now. And on this article, which I did link as a counterexample on whatreallyhappened.com, you should read the comments because the brazenness of, you know, with all this ice and snow all over the northern hemisphere, for them to come out and say, oh, yes, global warming, carbon dioxide, it's getting terrible. And it has provoked comments that border on the abusive. People are so angry about hearing about all of this nonsense about human-caused global warming. And they have a right to be. 10 years ago, 13 years ago, 14 years ago now, The global warming experts, the climate scientists were saying snowfalls are now just a thing of the past. That is word for word the actual headline in the UK Independent March 20th, 2000. And they're still trying to push this whole situation. And the leader of this global warming expedition is out there with his ship stranded in and being crushed by heavy ice, record-setting ice. Antarctica's ice shelf is 26% larger than it was this time last year. And they're still out there saying, oh, yes, the ice is melting. Really, the ice is global warming is terrible. You know, the ice is melting. Just don't pay attention to my ship being destroyed behind me. This global warming hoax is not about saving the Earth. It is about money, carbon taxes, forcing you to buy carbon credits. Everyone taking part in this hoax has made lots of money. Al Gore was nearly broke after he lost his presidential campaign. And he is now a multi-millionaire from the carbon exchanges he set up with the assistance of Enron's Ken Lay to do to the people of planet Earth with carbon dioxide what Enron had done to the people of California with electricity. Scientists who support this global warming political agenda are well-funded, like this guy who's stuck on the ice in Antarctica. Scientists who dared question the holy dogma of global warming. Their funding is cut off, they're reviled, they're suppressed, they're banned from publication. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Give me a great deal. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just a reminder, this being the last day of 2013, this is the last day when you can participate in the end of the year fundraiser for the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I know a lot of you have already pledged donations. We've sent out some of the music CDs that we were making as a premium as well. We still need your help because it's obvious, I think, to everybody, 2014 is going to be a contentious year between the government and the corporate media on one side, and on the other side, the independent media truly serving the public interest by giving you that information you need to make good choices. And we need your help to do it. The big money is all going to the professional liars. That's why those talking heads on the corporate media are making million-dollar salaries. They're paid to basically swallow their indignation and sense of right and wrong and read the teleprompter and put out what they're told to put out. By the way, Conan O'Brien had this funny clip where he's always pointing out how the corporate media is in fact controlled. And he had all these clips, all these excerpts from all these TV news shows all across the country of the people saying exactly, word for word, the same line off the teleprompter about admit it, you buy Christmas presents for yourself, one or two or ten. And it's funny because it just goes on and on and on forever. And Conan O'Brien is right to point that out. The corporate media is totally controlled. We here at Republic Broadcasting, we're independent. We don't answer to anybody. And that is why we're able to talk about these stories that you need to know about, like Pentagate, global warming hoax, and so forth. But we need your help to do it. This is the last day of the year, the last day of the end of the year fundraiser. We need you to either go to Republic Broadcasting, hit that donate button at the top of the page. There's a PayPal link in there. There's a postal address in there where if you wish to be anonymous, you can just send in a donation to Round Rock, Texas. Or you can call the following phone number, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And if you will pledge $100 or more, you will get a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt, a Republic Broadcasting coffee mug, and Republic Broadcasting bragging rights that you are supporting independent media that truly serves the public interest by being a watchdog on government and corporate abuse. Once again, that number is 800-724-2719. And it really is that important. We're not able to pay the bills around here. You're going to tune in someday in 2014, and you'll be hearing polka music on this show. So, getting back to the global warming hoax, and it is delicious irony. We have this expedition that was funded to prove global warming was melting the Antarctic ice shelf, getting stuck in that shelf to such an extent two other icebreakers can't reach it. Now they're going to evacuate the scientists and the ship's crew by helicopter and leave the ship to get ground up in this ice, which the head of the expedition is still saying, oh, it's melting. It's going away, really. Oh, you wouldn't believe how fast it's melting. Remember Hide the Decline? Remember the ClimateGate scandal where emails and computer source codes were leaked from the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia that proved intentional fraud to keep selling the idea of human-caused global warming even as the planet started to cool, scaring up this make-believe boogeyman with which to trick you out of your money as carbon taxes or forced purchase of carbon credits, and to trick you into obedience to an eventual global environmental authority that would tell you how you must live your life so that your impact on planet Earth is minimized, meaning convincing you to live simply and cheaply so the rich could have that much more. Because Al Gore doesn't live like he thinks there's a global warming problem. Got a brand new mansion on the beach out in California. His previous house in Tennessee had a huge carbon footprint. And right now we're seeing all these scientists and institutions and government agencies who sold their souls to the devil in exchange for global warming funding. They're desperate to hang on to what little remains of their reputations, which is why now they're making predictions for way past we're all dead and gone. Oh yeah, trust us, 2100, it'll be bad. Even as another Arctic cold air mass sweeps across the United States and they're still wagging the worm at us. And I think the reason they're doing the press right now, even in the middle of a cold winter, is not a good time for this kind of a publicity campaign. Unless, and I'm convinced this is going to happen, with Obamacare not generating the tax revenues that Obama desperately needs to float this pyramid along until somebody else is in the Oval Office. As soon as the snow melts in spring, they're going to be talking about a carbon tax. Oh, the world is warming. You humans are destroying it. It's just amazing stuff here. I mean, Fukushima is a problem. Gulf oil disaster is a problem. Our plastic bags, I don't think that's really an issue. Now, before I get into the other serious news of today, this story just crossed my desk a little while ago. And it absolutely outraged me, and it should outrage you. And it's talking about a flautist by the name of Bujama Razgui. Now, he is a Canadian citizen, but he lives in New York. He's got all the green card employment permits. He is a professional flautist, and he specializes in ancient, antique, and ethnic flutes, many of which he builds himself. So, He was over in Marrakesh, Morocco. This guy, you web search his name. The story's up at whatreallyhappened.com. He's got albums out. He plays with all the top orchestras around the world. This guy is a musical star. And he's flying home from Morocco, and he stopped at JFK Airport, and Customs opens up the case with 11 of his handcrafted flutes that he has been using and flying around with for years. They declare them to be agricultural products because they're made out of wood. And they don't just confiscate his flutes and put them in a closet and say, let's wait until we can sort out whether these are agricultural products or not. They physically destroy all 11 flutes in front of this musician. They just smash them up. Now, when you take a piece of wood, and it's arguable whether that even represents an agricultural product, depending upon where you get the wood from. When you season it and you use it to create something like a flute or a guitar or a cello, it ceases being edible, and you can pretty much guarantee it's not carrying any pests. But for the U.S. Customs Department to smash these 11 flutes right in front of this guy, on the bogus rationale that wooden flutes represent agricultural products, is shocking and shameful. The same logic could be applied to a guitar. The same logic could be applied to a banjo, or a violin, or a cello, or a harp. That an instrument made out of wood, a musical instrument made from wood, has been declared an agricultural product to be seized and destroyed by the customs agents at John F. Kennedy Airport. I'm trying to get this guy on the show for the new year. This is completely over the top. There is no justification for this kind of behavior. If the customs agents really thought there was an issue with the wood in these musical instruments somehow being an agricultural product, seize them, lock them in a closet until somebody higher up with more than two brain cells can make a determination. But to smash these flutes up in front of the musician who made them himself by hand, he made these. That's stormtrooper tactics. That's Gestapo behavior. And it's all over the music world now. Corporate media isn't covering it. They should. We're trying to get it to them. But this is the reality of life in the United States of America. If you travel with a guitar, you travel with wooden recorder, any musical instrument at all made from wood, the Customs Department has set a precedent that it represents an agricultural product and can be smashed on detection. It shows just how completely around the bend this government has gone to do such a thing. The guy was not a terror suspect. And they smashed up the flutes. It took this guy years to build his collection of ethnic flutes. He's going to have to start all over again. What kind of a government does this? Ask yourself while we take these few minutes for commercial.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I, as a musician myself and being married to a very good musician, I cannot tell you how enraged I am over this incident at JFK Airport and the U.S. Customs Department, which seized this flautist's set of 11 handmade ethnic flutes, declared them agricultural produce, and physically destroyed them. And I imagine the U.S. Customs Department and the Department of Homeland Security and TSA will come out and say that those bozos in uniform acted within department guidelines in protecting us from the scourge of ethnic flouttery. Or they may come back and said, yeah, we overreacted and we're sorry. But that doesn't fix the problem. It's not like this guy can go down to Guitar Center and just buy replacements for his instruments. He made all of these by hand. They represent historically accurate recreations of ancient and ethnic instruments. You can't buy them in stores. But we should be a little tolerant and remember that the people who are working for the United States Customs Department and the TSA crotch gropers have those jobs only because they couldn't get a job over at the fast food restaurants. And we must be tolerant of morons because the imaginary playmate in the sky appears to have made so many of them, conveniently in the sizes to fit those uniforms. Now, meanwhile, over in Russia, things are heating up over there. There has been yet another bombing, this one in the North Caucasus area. A regional prosecutor was killed in a bomb attack earlier today. They're saying it's unknown assailants. There's a lot of violence going on in there. We already know that the official story of the bombing in Volgograd, the bus station, train station rather, is bogus because the security camera video clearly shows the explosion coming down from the overhead ceiling. There was no suicide bomber. Now, regarding the suicide bomber on the trolley, that story rests on a passport. This suicide bomber, intending to kill herself, supposedly, took along her passport with her, which, even though it was on her person at the center of this explosion, survived intact. No blood, no scratches, no dirt, no dust. Absolutely pristine clean. In the passport photo, she's wearing the hijab. Now, this is kind of weird because it's supposedly an official Russian document, and Russia does not allow you to wear headgear in pictures and passports, just like any other country. So we know it's a fake to frame Muslims for these bombing attacks. If I'm wrong, if this passport survived the explosion, just like the one that they found in New York after 9/11, I have an idea. We should take the paper they make these indestructible passports out of and cover our U.S. warships with it so that a crashing drone doesn't cause 6 months of repairs at a cost of $30 million. Because obviously these passports are a lot stronger than the armor on these U.S. warships. So what's going on in Russia? I think the United States is very alarmed that as U.S. foreign policy in the Mideast continues to collapse, and Middle Eastern nations are turning away from the United States and cozying up to Russia and China, this is the U.S. trying to drive a wedge between Russia and the countries of the Middle East. And supporting that theory is the latest bovine excrement from Sorcha Fall, saying that Putin has ordered an attack on Saudi Arabia because he blames them for the Volgograd terror strikes. And I know Putin is not doing that at all. I'm sure Putin is smart enough to realize a false flag when he sees it because he used to be KGB. He knows how these things work. This all started cranking up when Russia stepped in and brokered that deal with Syria over the chemical weapons. And more recently, when Syria and Russia signed a deal for Russia to develop Syria's oil. And this is the U.S. response. They've got to stir up trouble because we got to keep the Mideast in the petrodollar, not the petroruble. That's what this is really all about. It's just another chapter in the book, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. That's what's going on out here. Now, over in Israel and Lebanon, Israel is now saying that the Katyusha rockets that were fired into Israeli soil and hit absolutely nothing were not from Hezbollah, but from the Lebanese army itself. Now, the Lebanese army has got modern, commercially produced weapons. They don't need to use homemade rockets. But Israel is clearly trying to set the stage to reignite the invasion of Lebanon, because the last time they did that, again with completely bogus justifications, they failed to reach one of their main objectives, which is that Litani River. They're only 20 miles away from it, and they want that water for Israel. They also want to be able to smash Lebanon militarily, because Lebanon is going to kick up a big stink over Israel's having arbitrarily declared that the Eastern Mediterranean and all of its oil and gas resources are now Israeli territory. And if you look at the map of this declared area that Israel now claims as their territory, it goes right up the coastline, cutting across Lebanon right up into Syria. They're going to say, now that's our territorial water. And Israel doesn't want any opposition when they start carving up the oil and gas for themselves. They already know they're not going to get any resistance from Palestine. Israel's declared territory now includes the coastal waters of Palestine, where there's a lot of oil and gas, which the Palestinians could really use to rebuild their economy. But, oh, we can't have that. The imaginary playmate in the sky says all the wealth and money is supposed to flow to Israel, not to anybody else. Israel has to have all the money so the Messiah will show up. Because he expects us to pick up the check, as it was. Israel has reneged on their promise to release Palestinian political prisoners. They were going to release them basically at the same time they declared new illegal Jews-only settlements in the West Bank. They are still demanding that Jonathan Pollard be released. How dare you spy on us? We demand the return of our spy. Doesn't even make sense anymore. I think Israel is setting their foreign policy with a dartboard. Actually, I think the same is true a lot of our own administration here. Now, an interesting development. It's gone virtually unnoticed. But apparently the news in Iran is reporting that Iran has reached an understanding with world powers on details of this November P5+1 nuclear deal, saying they ironed out the last differences. The deal is there. It's set. It's in place, except, of course, for the United States, which responded to the deal, which called for Iran to reduce its enrichment activities in exchange for a lifting of sanctions by expanding the sanctions, clearly intending to derail the deal and get war with Iran back to being the only option. It's very important to get that war with Iran, to get Iran's oil on the world market only for the U.S. dollar, to teach Iran that they have to accept private central banking and control of their public economy. And that is a worthy cause to send your children to be killed and crippled for, goes the thinking in Washington, D.C. Speaking of Washington, D.C., this being the end of the year, a lot of changes are happening to the budget, to the laws, a lot of deadlines are expiring. U.S. military veterans are up in arms over cuts to their already established committed to pension benefits. Basically, the government is reneging on the deal that they made to veterans of earlier wars, something for those young people thinking about joining the military ought to be looking at right now. The promises made to you by this government are absolutely worthless. We know that long-term unemployment benefits are being cut for 1 million Americans. The social spending is being gutted. All the money is going to the war machine, to Israel, to propping up Wall Street. All right, here's the music. We're going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials. We'll be back after these few words.